Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something
Welcome back.
Like
Mr. Petty, bring this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And having a great visit with our good friend Dan Pointer. He's forgotten more about how to write and publish a book than most people will ever know. He's written all the books, the important books on it. The self-publishing manual, How to Write, Print, and Sell Your Own Book, is the Bible on that topic. And I'm so happy that we found that book and subscribed to it and made Dan our mentor in the area of as we launched our own publishing company. So I encourage you to do the same thing. All you got to do is find his book, parapub.com, also Amazon, of course. Right, Dan? All your stuff's at Amazon?
That's right. Just type in my name, P-O-Y-N-P-E-R,
right.
And all my books will pop up.
Yeah, don't forget that there's no I, it's a Y in the pointer.
That's right.
So Dan, talk to us about the future of the book that we'll print, that we'll publish, that people will read. You know, we have e-books, we have physical books. The publishing world... It's changing on many levels, isn't it?
It's changed a whole lot, and it continues to change. It's accelerated. What we're doing today, and this is something that your listeners will understand, is that we publish the e-book first. And remember that you can make changes to the e-book and republish
mm-hmm.
it. And so what you do is you get it up at Amazon.com, you get it up at Smashwords.com, and you kind of test the market out with your ebook. It costs you nothing. And then if you want to make a few changes, you can make the changes, repost it, and then when things start moving, then you can invest in the paper book,
mm-hmm.
the traditional paper book, and get that out. And if your market is right for this book, you can do an audio book. Say your book is on sales. Well,
mm-hmm.
most salespeople are behind the wheel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they can listen to the audiobook, but they don't have time to read anything. So if it's on sales, then an audiobook makes a lot of sense.
Do you recommend the author recite the audiobook or hire someone?
Most people like to listen to the author.
Okay.
And, I mean, they feel a personal connection, and they like to hear it from the author.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to farm it out if you don't want to do it or you can't do it. It's okay to farm it out to somebody else. It helps.
The thing is just get it done.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And that gives you with the ebook and the audio book and the
audio book.
It gives you all the facets. What do you see as the future of books? I mean, do you see books? I mean, never mind just the ebook. How that's changed things. But do you see in 5-10 years that we won't even recognize what a book looks like?
Well, let's talk about money. It costs money to print a book and to ship a book, and the shipping has gone out of sight.
Right.
And so the future really is in the e-book.
Mm-hmm.
I was not long ago, I was in Singapore, and I ran out of books, and I wanted to get another book. And I just go onto Amazon, and 20 seconds later, I've got the book in my iPhone, so I can read the e-book.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shipping costs. And no, in fact, there's no sales tax
mm-hmm.
in most states. So I see the printed book, the future of the printed book is the book as an art form, a coffee table book, a good-looking
mm-hmm.
book, a book with lots of pictures, but not for information.
Are you nostalgic about that? I'm a little bit nostalgic about it. I'm a little bit it bothers me to think that we might wind up not having physical books.
Well, I've been reading e-books for many, many years.
I know. I do too, but I guess I just have to say that that's a little bit of a nod to us older folks, and you're with it, Dan, and I try to be, but I just you got to watch the movie The Book of Eli to appreciate what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Washington, you've seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
You'll see that. If you see that movie, you'll appreciate what I'm talking about. Anyway, so but do you see books being more interactive in the future?
Oh, absolutely. All my books have URLs in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I make a point, and then if you want more information, you can click on this URL and it, you go to the original website or the original book on that subject, or,
yeah,
or the original article on that subject. So I've been doing that for a number of years now, where the books are definitely interactive.
Mm-hmm. Dan, give us the website one more time, please.
Parapub.com. Think Parachutes and Publishing, Parapub.com.
And the Pointer, Dan Pointer, with a Y instead of an I. Find all of his books there. Be sure to get the self-publishing manual. That's the Bible. You got to start with that one. Hey, Dan, thanks again for all that you've done for us and for all that you do for so many. Come back soon.
Well, thank you. An honor and a pleasure.
Dan Pointer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Dan joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.